off of a high screen, takes it to the hoop, lays it up off the glass and through, and she'll launch from three-point range and buries it.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Reno's Roadhouse, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
And Morehead State has pulled off the upset. After back-to-back dominating performances at home, the Morehead State women's basketball team is back on the road this afternoon in Clinton, South Carolina, taking on the Blue Hose of Presbyterian College. Hi, Eagle fans. This is Tom Lewis, along with my pal Wes Holland. We hope you and yours have had a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend. MSU opened the season with three losses, but over the last two games, Coach Kayla Petrie's crew has outscored its opposition by a combined 81 points. And five Eagles have scored in double digits in each of those outings. MSU edged Presbyterian 59-54 in Morehead just a year ago. But the Blue Hose tend to play better at home, and they were picked to finish second in the Big South Conference preseason poll. This should be an entertaining matinee today. After this two-minute break, we'll talk with Coach Kayla Petrie. So stay with us here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Morehead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Morehead.
Matinee basketball on the Eagle Sports Network this Saturday as the Morehead State women get set to take on the Blue Hose of Presbyterian, joined now by MSU head coach Kayla Petrie. Kayla, before we talk about this game, how did you and the team celebrate Thanksgiving?
Well, we actually had practice last night, and we had a little team dinner around lunchtime there at the AAC, and Coach China's family cooked it, and they did a great job. And then a couple of the girls' family is in town, so they got to see them. And so nothing too exciting, but all the good things that go with Thanksgiving are the people that mean the most, and good food and a little rest. So ready to go to work today.
Yep, right back to work on the road, Clinton, South Carolina. Coming off of a very, very impressive game against Ohio, seems like you're riding a nice wave of momentum coming into this one.
Yes, sir. We're trying to keep it rolling. I told the girls, you know, the how good that feels has to carry over, but what caused that was how hard we worked to prepare, and just the mindset that we brought all week. And so we have a short turnaround, and so we had a quick practice the night of Thanksgiving, and then yesterday before we left, and then we shot last night here for our shoot around. But so we've had a little bit of time to prep, but it's kind of not been our normal schedule. And I talked to them about your approach and your mood, and who you want to be shouldn't be determined on circumstances. So it shouldn't matter that it's early or it's cold or you're tired. And so hopefully we've prepped how we need to prep and are ready for today. Presby's a great team, so definitely focused on them and trying to do what we need to do.
It's a team you have some familiarity with. You played them at your place last season, but it's a team that showed signs of improvement as their season went on last year. And if I'm not mistaken, they were picked to finish second in the Big South in the preseason poll. So definitely not an opponent to overlook by any stretch.
Wow, I didn't know that about the – I don't really check the polls. But good for them. I've known Coach for a long time. She's used to be at Garden City Junior College. We played each other back a long time when I first started. But she's always been good to me when she was at Southern Miss, recruited our players and stuff like that. But she does a great job. They run this motion. Could cause us a little problem because they've got the big kid. And I'm sorry, I learned numbers. It helps
no
me.
No problem.
So, the big kid, number 34, she's as good a post player as we've seen. She definitely can score it. Number 5, I think, is the best passing forward that we've played against, including those Power 5 guys.
Oh, wow.
But she can shoot the 3, but then they're surrounded by all these shooters, and they run the motion. But what I'm most worried about, I think we can guard the screening action. I think we can go trap the big girl. But what scares me the most is how well they move without the basketball and those slips. So in focusing on all those things, all that screening action, and then they slip to the basket. And so we've talked about that, but definitely dangerous for us. And so hopefully we're ready, right?
That's exactly right. We wish you the best of luck.
Thank you, sir.
Coach Kayla Petrie, we'll have more after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Moorhead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Moorhead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a 3-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Welcome back as we get set for a women's basketball matinee on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. Tom Lewis, along with Wes Holland, he'll join me shortly as we get ready for Moorhead State at Presbyterian. Let's get to know these teams a little bit better. Presbyterian off to a 3-3 start and coming off of a 64-51 win over UNC Wilmington on Wednesday. Their starting lineup looks like this. They feature four guards and a center. Ashley Carrillo typically runs the point. She's a 5'7 sophomore out of Liberal, Kansas, averaging 5.8 points and 3 rebounds a game. Much like Moorhead State, Presbyterian has a bit of an international flavor on their roster, and one of those is starting guard Tilda Krokvist, a 5'7 sophomore from Husqvarna, Sweden, 9 points, 2.5 boards a game. Mara Nira, another international player, 5'7 junior out of Galicia, Spain, 8.7 markers and 3 boards a game. Christina Klein, the fourth guard, a 5'10 senior from Winter Garden, Florida. She's a transfer from LaSalle, averaging 5.5 points and a half dozen rebounds an outing. And the fine center for Presbyterian that Coach Kayla Petrie talked about, Brianna Brady, 6'3", sixth-year player from Goodyear, Arizona, averaging 13.7 points and 4.3 caroms an outing. Alara Sharp is in her sixth year as Presbyterian head coach. She's 56-87 over that span. Moorhead State off to a 2-3 start and riding a two-game winning streak after Wednesday's 89-60 blowout of Ohio. The starting lineup today features three guards and two forwards. Katie Novick, the freshman point guard, 5'9 out of Belarus, Europe, 9.8 points, 4 rebounds, and an OVC leading 6 assists a game. Veronica Charles, the 5'4 senior out of Benue State, Nigeria, the two guard, 11 points, 4.5 rebounds a game. Melissa Secchiaroli will be the three guard, a 5'10 junior from Sours, France, 10.6 points, 2 rebounds a game. Michaela Hall, one of the forwards, a 6'1 junior from Lawton, Oklahoma, the Barton Community College transfer, averaging 1.5 and just over 3 rebounds a game. And Blessing King, the other forward, getting her first start as a Moorhead State Eagle, 5'10 sophomore from Columbus, Ohio. She's a Florida Southwestern State transfer, averaging 6.8 points and nearly 8 rebounds a game, and that's good for second in the OVC. She leads the league in offensive rebounding. Kayla Petrie in her third year as the Eagle head coach and is at 14-49 record-wise over that span. MSU leads the all-time series with Presbyterian 2-0. The Eagles won the last meeting one day shy of a year ago, 59-54 in Moorhead. Our officials today, John Holmes, Quanice Spearman, and Tanita Dumas. We'll take one more break, get set for action right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
Welcome back as we get set for Moorhead State women's basketball. The Eagles on the road at the Templeton Center in Clinton, South Carolina, facing off with Presbyterian College today. bring in my partner, my good buddy Wes Holland, to join us now. Wes, this is shaping up to be a pretty entertaining game against two teams that have shown quite a bit of improvement over the last year or so.
Absolutely, and what a fantastic weekend for sports, Tom.
Yeah.
It is great to be here with you. Both of these teams showing great strides, making big improvements, especially Morehead State on the offensive end. What is that, 74 points a game? Oh, the flow is completely different. Yeah. Looks great.
81 points combined, outscoring their opposition in the last two games alone. They're getting it done really on both sides of the court, both ends of the court.
Well, that is quite the plus-minus. They are. And you know, ever since Coach Petrie's been here, this has been a team that hung its hat on defense.
Yeah.
They've been great on the boards, playing D, and now we're starting to see those offensive pieces come into place. The system's starting to work. You've got some carryovers, people that understand it. And it's looking really good now.
Let's talk about some keys to this game. We'll start with Morehead State. One thing I think is avoiding ISO or isolation ball.
Absolutely. That crisp, clean ball movement around the outside, especially when they can reverse the court, has been a huge key to that offense looking as good as it has. ISO ball has worked at times. V. Charles looked amazing last year. She's still getting hers, even in this offense, with the ball moving around, with the cutters. It looks so much better, and they've got to keep that up. They can't fall back in those habits.
I think also protecting the paint's going to be big for the Eagles today, especially against Brianna Brady.
Oh, gosh, 6'3", sixth year Brianna Brady, averaging double digits, but scored 29 against Gardner-Webb. I mean, she is a very bad, I don't know if it's as tough of a post player because they did play Alabama.
Yes.
But she's going to be a problem. She is a problem on the other side of the court. So, yeah, how they defend her and can keep that contained is going to be a big deal.
I think for Presbyterian, maybe looking for some good looks in transition, the Eagles have avoided giving those up lately, but that's something that Presbyterian's going to want to look for today.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be one of my two favorite things to watch today because we know Presbyterian wants to get out and run. They're going to try to get into the post first. If it's not there, they're going to kick that out for a three. They love those transition threes. It's going to be really fun to watch to see how MSU guards that action as they go down the court with the speed that they like to run.
Yeah, and I think protecting possessions for Presbyterian as well. They're turning it over 17 times a game, but they're giving up almost 11 steals an outing so far this year.
Oh, Tom, you nailed it. That was the second thing that I'm really going to be looking for on the Presbyterian side. I love motion offense. Anybody that's ever been coached by me or been in a gym with me knows I love motion. And they're going to run a very strong motion offense. But what that does, it does create a little bit of chaos, and it can lead to turnovers.
Let's play basketball. Morehead State in the road blues with gold numbers and letters and gold and white trim. Presbyterian in the home whites. And being the blue host, they have blue numbers along with some red trim as well. Morehead State with Blessing King doing the honors takes the opening tap. And Katie Novick will work it on the point. Curls, gives it off to the curling Seki Aroli, takes it down the right side of the lane. And a travel as she got caught off down low. And the first turnover of the game belongs to MSU.
Boy, those are tough calls to see in real time, but that official was right on top of her. I'm guessing it probably was right.
So here come the blue hose. Brianna Brady gives it to Carrillo, who curls out to take it. High right to Mara Nira, who holds the basketball. Gets crowded by Seki Aroli, playing man-to-man. Decline, floats it down low to Brady, but it's taken away from behind by Michaela Hall. Ball gets into the hands of Veronica Charles, who walks it across midcourt left side, and she'll slow things down and set things up offensively. Floats to the left, hands off at the hash to Seki Aroli. Tries a three-pointer and buries it, and Morehead State the quick 3-0 lead. That was a beautiful-looking three-pointer.
And that was created by the defense of Michaela Hall, keeping Brady so far out of the paint.
Carrillo off to Klein on the right wing. Holds over the head, finds Brady near the low block. It's double-teamed momentarily, now tries to make her move. Her shot is contested, goes out of bounds, and Morehead State will get it. So far, Morehead State's low-post defense getting it done.
Michaela Hall being real physical down there, keeping her outside of that deep post. And then also you'll see the hand swipes from the people who are just outside guarding the other players.
Seki Aroli holds right side, now dribbles back out to the apex of the arc. Chest pass right side to Novick. Takes it into the lane. Kicks back to Sekiaroli. Another three-pointer from almost the same spot as the last time. Same result. 6 points for Sekiaroli. Six for the Eagles, and they're up 6-0. Carrillo to Brady at the top of the arc. That's where Morehead State would love to see her stay all day. Puts down a dribble. Passes left side to Carrillo. And Morehead State's Katie Novick will be called for a bumping foul as she tried to jump into the passing lane but got too much body in the process.
Yeah, and Katie, being a freshman, she's had some foul trouble this year. She's aggressive. I mean, she goes after it.
Yep.
She'll learn to control that as time goes on.
Carrillo will inbound near sideline. Gets it into Brady, offensive end to our left. Hands it off to Klein. Make that Krokvist. She'll work against Sekiaroli, drives the lane, scoops and scores, and it's 6-2 Morehead State. We've played almost 2 minutes. Veronica Charles will float back out between the rings. Passes high left to Novick. She puts it on the floor, gets cut off low block, kicks it near side to Charles, and she's called for stepping on the near sideline. Second turnover on Morehead State.
Hey, you see, they were trying to reverse the ball on that, though. Full cross-court pass, make the defense shift. Not a bad place. You're just in the wrong spot.
Carrillo walks it up the near sideline. Picked up by Novick, playing man-to-man defense. To Krokvist. Now to Klein on the right wing. Low block to Brady. Kicks it near side, near the corner to Carrillo. Picked up by Sekiaroli. Carrillo backs her in. Bounce pass. Low block to Klein. Turnaround jumper from the block. No good. Short. Blessing King, her first rebound of the day. Off to Novick. Morehead State in a hurry. Sekiaroli, right side three. She's 3 for 3 from deep. 9-2, Morehead State.
My goodness.
Excellent start for the junior from Sours, France. All 9 of Morehead State's points. Brady now with it inside the key. Gives it up to Marinier, a catch-and-shoot three, high left, and she cans it. Cuts the Morehead State lead to 4, 9-5. About 6.5 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Novick to Charles at the left hash, back out straight away to Novick, who swings it around to Sekiaroli. Bounce pass back to Novick. She'll float left or right, takes it into the lane, pull-up jumper from 10, floater no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds, last touched by Morehead State's Hall, and Presbyterian will get the basketball. Morehead State, 3 of its first 4 from the field to take this 9-5 lead.
It's interesting. It's almost like Coach Sharp is trying to do the opposite of what she probably expected Coach Petrie to be expecting, because you're seeing Brady play high a lot in this game.
Krokvist gives it up to Mara Nira. And she will be whistled for an offensive foul trying to penetrate against Sekiaroli, but good footwork by Mel to stay in front of her and draw the offensive foul. So another Presbyterian turnover on that offensive foul. That's the second of the game against the Blue Hose. Onto the floor now for the Blue Hose. I believe Lainey Scoggins checked in, a 5'11 freshman from Leland, North Carolina. Paige Kenseth also into the lineup, 5'9 junior from Farmington, Minnesota. Morehead State has Matilda Soderlund on the floor now. Stockholm, Sweden product. Back to Sekiaroli. Step back three-pointer. She's 4 for 4 from outside the arc and has all 12 of Morehead State's points, 12-5 Eagles. My goodness. And a travel on the other end as Krokvist got cut off on the low block and took an extra step.
And Tom, she is getting those off with a quick trigger.
Yes.
I mean, she's got a hand in her face, but she knows it's going up before she gets the ball.
Mel, 4 of 5 now from the field. Eagle basketball. It's Melissa Sekiaroli with it. Dribbles into the top of the key. Kicks left corner to Soderlund. Too strong with a three-pointer. Floor rebound is fought for and taken by King. Now it's Charles. High right. Gets cut off trying to drive the angle, and she'll back outside the arc. Right side comes around a high screen from Hall. Stops inside the key. Kicks far corner to Soderlund. Drives baseline. Gets cut off. Back to Sekiaroli. Misses that three-point try from the left side. And the rebound to Klein for Presbyterian. Ahead to Krokvist. Tries to get it in down low, but it's taken away by Morehead State. Blessing King with the steal, and she's bumped and fouled as she tried to start dribbling up the floor.
He checked by Sekiaroli on that one.
Yes.
I think. Just to see how hot that hand was.
Yeah. Not quite hot enough, but not a bad look. Checking in for the Eagles now, Skylar Barnes, a 5'9 junior from Lancaster, Texas. Saw quality minutes Wednesday afternoon against Ohio. So the Eagles will inbound from this near sideline. Sekiaroli will trigger it. Presbyterian drops into the half court defensively. Inbounds comes to Soderlund. She'll take it near the left hash and hand it off there to Barnes. Out the Hall straight away. Sekiaroli comes to take it from her. Tries to get it to her on a bounce pass. It's deflected away, but Barnes picks it up. Out to King, to Soderlund. Left side. Shot clock running down to 10. Here's Hall. Spinning move in the lane. Step back jumper right on the money from about 10. Nicely done by Michaela Hall. The first Eagle to score other than Melissa Sekiaroli as the Eagles extend their lead to 9. On the other end, a floating jump shot way off the mark. I believe that was Neera. Morehead State Soderlund the rebound. Ahead to Sekiaroli, right back to Soderlund. She'll float to the left and hand it off to Barnes. Floats it over a defender to King, to Hall, whose pass was off the mark. She passed one way. Melissa Sekiaroli broke the other, and it goes out of bounds.
She can be excused for that one after that spin fade. I didn't know Michaela had that in the arsenal.
Did not know that either. That'll take us to a media timeout. 4:21 to go, opening quarter. Morehead State off to a great start, leading Presbyterian 14-5. We'll be back with more after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hardy's newest handcrafted recipe, candied bacon, coated with caramelized brown sugar and a hint of pepper. Try it on a made-from-scratch breakfast biscuit with egg and cheese, or with charbroiled Angus beef on a signature Frisco burger, or as its own salty sweet snack pack. Any time of day, candied bacon brings savory sweetness to all your favorite things. At Hardy's, goodness in the making. For a limited time at participating restaurants, exclusions may apply by time of day.
Attention veterans, we would like to take the time to say a big thank you for your service. If you're a Medicare beneficiary, contact us at the Porter Group Insurance at 606-780-1387 to discover the benefits of a veteran's Medicare health insurance plan. We are your local Medicare Resource Center. Again, that's 606-780-1387 for more information.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children. Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Line X of Morehead is your source for Line X protective coatings and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line-X bed coatings are also available. Line-X of Morehead, just off I-64, exit 133. Online at lineXofMorehead.com.
Well, so far so good for the Morehead State Eagles as they've jumped out to a 14-5 lead over the Blue Hose of Presbyterian. The Blue Hose on a 2-minute 40-second scoring drought, and Wes Holland, a fantastic start if you're a Morehead State fan.
Boy, so far so good. That three-point shooting, boy, that will change a lot of games. The statistical lean, of course, now in basketball with you either want a layup or a three. We'll take shooting, what, 67%?
Yep.
On threes? We'll take that.
Melissa Sekiaroli with four triples in the first quarter with 12 points to lead MSU. Blue Hose basketball as we resume. Krokvist out straight away. Mara Neera, a catch and shoot three off the mark, no good. Long rebound taken down by Blessing King. who continues to show her dominance on the board. Other end, Valentina Saric onto the floor and immediately makes her presence known as she hits a triple. Valentina had a career-high 18 points at Ohio, off to a great start here with her first basket. On the other end, though, Morehead State back a little slowly, and Krokvist makes them pay as she hits the layup. It's 17-7 MSU.
Part of what we were talking about with that transition.
On the other end, Morehead State, a turnover. I believe it was Skylar Barnes who went to the floor, lost control, and threw it out of bounds trying to get the ball to a teammate. So MSU now with four turnovers, same number for the Blue Hose in the early going. Double-digit lead for the Eagles, Presbyterian basketball. Krokvist bounce pass right wing to Scoggins. Out to Marinera, takes it into the lane, tries a spin move, tries another, can't get it off. Passes to Krokvist in the near corner. Now to Konal. She'll work in against Saric. Spin move, puts it up with the left hand. It bounces but won't go. And King, another rebound from Morehead State. Ahead to Soderlund, who slows it as she gets across midcourt. Gets it to Jaden Rhodes, who hands off to her twin sister, Haley. Haley works into the key, kicks to Saric. Now to Jaden Rhodes, high right. Penetrates, kicks far side to one of the Rhodes sisters. Now here's Saric with a straightaway three. She's 2 for 2 from deep. So Seki Aroli and Saric absolutely on fire from three-point range. And Presbyterian wants a timeout as MSU extends the lead to 20-7.
Amazing ball movement.
Yes.
Wow. That ball whipped from one side of the court to the other, into the post, and then back out.
And you talked about it in the pregame keys, Wes. Avoid ISO basketball. Eagles have done a fantastic job of sharing and moving the ball and finding some wonderful looks.
They have. They forced the defense to shift, leaving people open. And those open threes, if you leave Saric and Seki Roli in those spots for open threes, I mean, I'm not saying we're going to shoot 75%, but it's going to be better than 30.
Yeah. 6 of 8 from three-point range are the Eagles so far. 7 of 10 from the floor.
And can we talk about the obvious thing going on right here? Somebody replaced Blessing King with Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
How did that
yeah.
happen? How did somebody sneak Rodman on the roster for Morehead State? Maybe I should say Fareed to be more of an Eagle hunter.
Well, I don't know. Fareed probably scored a few more points than Rodman, but either would be a pretty good...
Four rebounds with one of them offensive so far already in the first quarter.
She is a difference maker even when she does not score. Presbyterian ball. Krokvist walks it into the front court. Bounce pass into the far corner. I believe that's Carrillo with the three-point jumper, and it's on the money. Makes it 23-10 Morehead State, or 20-10 Morehead State.
And Nina gave her that shot, sagging in to keep the double team on Brady.
Haley Rhodes gives it up to her sister, Jaden. She'll try three-point range, and she'll find the range. Rolls it through, and Morehead State back up 23-10 as we tick down near the two-minute mark of the opening quarter. Krokvist hands off to Nera on the right side. Tries to work it in against Haley Rhodes, or cuts her off. Bounce pass, low block, off the mark. Tried to get it to the big gal, Brady, but it was off of her fingertips and out of bounds. Another Presbyterian turnover. The fifth of the game already against the Blue Hose.
78%. 7 of 9 on three-point shooting for the game so far.
Jaden Rhodes, not typically known as a big-time three-point shooter. She was only 2 of 10 from three-point range coming into this one.
That great ball movement left her open.
Soderlund into the front court, gives it to Charles. Now to Rhodes, who gives to Saric, penetrates, gets triple-teamed as she neared the lane, and she's called for a travel. Took it in just a little too deep that time and got caught in the tall timbers. 23-10, Presbyterian trails but has the ball. Carrillo tries to drive. Her layup is left too short off the bottom of the iron. Rebound deflected out of bounds. Morehead State will get it.
Boy, what a great move to get to the hoop just to miss that layup. That was uncontested, too.
Seki Aroli back onto the floor after a breather. Saric will check out. Also heading to the bench one of the Rhodes twins. It was Jaden going to the bench. Haley still on the floor. Soderlund gives to Veronica Charles. She'll curl around the top of the arc. Takes it to the low block. Gets cut off. Back out to Seki Aroli. To Charles. Called for a travel as she tried to drive around Carrillo.
And we've seen this a few times this year. When they start getting that ball moving around out there, somebody's looking to attack, they kind of split those feet, mm-hmm. and they get an extra step, which gets them to walk.
So Presbyterian has the basketball. Carrillo out straight away to Klein. Bounce pass to Krokvis near the right hash. Puts it on the floor. Step back three-pointer just outside the arc, and she makes it. It's now 23-13 MSU as we tick under the one-minute mark in the opening quarter. Charles rotates around the top of the arc. Gets it to Seki Aroli on the right side. Tries to float it down low to Haley Rhodes. Has it deflected away by Brady. And Presbyterian will get the basketball, but a stoppage in play as Brianna Brady looked to be hurting just a little bit, and I think we have a foul on Morehead State's Veronica Charles.
He trying the back tip on the way down the court. Just got the body.
And Danae Hines, actually, I think was the one who was down low who took the brunt of that contact. Brady back onto the floor now. Carrillo, crossover dribble, takes it in against Soderlund, kicks it back out to Klein. High left three, right on the money. And we're back to a single-digit ball game all of a sudden, 23-16 MSU. 26 seconds to play in the quarter, and shot clock and game clock very close to each other, less than a second's difference. Seki Aroli dribbles out high, rotates between the rings out near the logo, hands it off to Charles. And she's called for, nope, it's actually going to be an illegal screen against Michaela Hall. I thought they were getting Charles for pushing off and thought that was a bit ticky-tack, but Hall is the guilty party for the screen.
Yeah, she did, though. She flipped those hips out there sideways. You'll watch.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, not quite set soon enough.
Correct.
So Presbyterian will try to chip away at this Morehead State lead.
I mean, I don't know about you, Tom. I'm not fast enough to set a screen for V. Charles. She
no.
gets there a lot quicker than either one of us would. And apparently Michaela Hall.
Yeah, yeah. Not many people are that quick. Eagles will extend the pressure three-quarter court. Nuria Conal will inbound near sideline. Gets it in to Krokvist. Dribbles across the timeline right side. And we've got another whistle. And I'm not sure what that's about.
That has to be off ball, right? I had no idea what that was.
Either that or maybe a clock issue. Well, they're sending the teams to their respective benches to huddle, and the officials are going to review something. I'm not sure what this is about.
Love seeing this, though. You immediately, V. Charles gets the team together. Mm-hmm. They start talking. They're planning out the next couple of seconds here. 7.9 left. Finally, Coach Petrie walks over and talks to them, but you let your leaders lead first.
Yeah, and yeah, you're exactly right. Veronica has been just that, and I've got to say, Melissa Seki Aroli so far this season has been a much more vocal, involved leader on the floor for her team as well.
Both of them have really, really stepped up this year as those player leaders on the floor.
Officials explaining to the coaches what's going on. There seemed to be a motion to the shot clock or the clock above the backboard on the Presbyterian offensive end. It doesn't look like there's been a call against anybody.
And it stopped a break, so you know that Coach Petrie's not going to be upset by it. Now, Coach Sharp might be upset by that.
Brujos get it inbounds as we resume. Krokvist across midcourt. High left. She's double-teamed. Gets it back off of a carom and puts it up in the air, but Krokvist's three-pointer will bound high off the rim. No good. And the first quarter comes to an end. So Presbyterian will end the first quarter on a 6-0 run to chip away a little bit, but the Eagles finish the first 10 minutes leading the Blue Hose 23-16. We'll take a break and come back with quarter number two after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app.
Price and participation may vary. McDF download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Getting set for quarter number two at the Templeton Center in Clinton, South Carolina. Moorhead State leading Presbyterian 23-16. Tom and Wes here with you. And Wes, Moorhead State's been shooting the ball awfully well lately at about a 50% clip over the last two games. Scorching today, 73% from the field in the first quarter.
And that's obviously the big story of the first quarter is shooting 78%, 7 of 9 on three-pointers. That's amazing, but there's always a but, right? But look at Presbyterian. I mean, they are hanging in there with some of their own hot shooting, 5 of 7, 71%. I mean, they're hanging around. They've been gritty. They've really stuck through it without much contribution from their best player. Yeah.
And Presbyterian will start on offense here as we begin the second quarter. Connell holds over her head, one bounce, entry pass to Kenseth, kicks it back out to Mara Nira, who's right on the money with a three-point try. And it's down to a four-point Moorhead State lead, 23-19. Novick back on the floor, running the point for the Eagles, dribbling high right. Charles comes out to take it. She'll try to drive off the angle, cut off low block, kicks it back out to Novick. Pull-up jumper, right side, bounces a couple of times, won't go, tapped out of bounds. And I believe Moorhead State will keep the ball. Shot clock will reset to 20.
And let's see if Coach Petrie has a change in defense now that Brady's not out there, if they abandon that double in the post.
Novick into Sarek, right back to Novick, out to Charles. Thought about a three, thought about driving, and in the process takes an extra step. So another Moorhead State turnover, number 8. In the early going here against the Eagles.
That's what's keeping Presbyterian in the game.
Yep. Skylar Barnes back on the floor to replace Charles. And on the other end, Krokvist is fouled by Barnes just a few seconds after returning to the floor. For Barnes, that's personal number 1, first of the quarter on MSU. Nira will inbound right in front of the Moorhead State bench, gets it in high right to Krokvist. Puts down the left-handed dribble, takes it to the top of the arc, shoots from there, finds nothing but the bottom of the net, and it's a one-point game, 23-22.
Boy, Tom, they're going to stop going under those screens at Krokvist.
Yeah. Novick floats to the left wing, gives it to Skylar Barnes, out straight away to Sarek, swings it around to Seki Aroli. High left to Blessing King. Gives it up to Skylar Barnes. Out to Sarek, to Sekiaroli, high right. Shot clock at 8 as Sekiaroli takes a Euro step into the lane. Air ball on the layup, though. And the rebound to Presbyterians. Konal gives it off to Krokvist, who brings it across the timeline. Now an entry pass down low to Konal, who puts it up with a turnaround left-hander and scores from about 8 feet out. And Presbyterian has taken the lead, 24-23. Barnes on the other end gives to the curling Sekiaroli, high right. Jab step, puts it on the floor. Now chest pass to Barnes, nearly taken away, but Barnes will try an 18-foot jumper, no good. Rebound out of bounds, caroming off of Presbyterian, and then the officials will confer and say, no, it's Blue Hose basketball.
Presbyterian has really found something on offense. Now that they don't have Brady out there, they've got an extra shooter, they're moving the ball a lot better. That motion is starting to flow through the middle of the lane like it's supposed to.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to see how Morehead State will adjust to that.
Eagles had a double-digit lead at one point, now trailing by one with 8 minutes to go in the first half. Krokvist, far side to Nira. Guarded by Sekiaroli, backs her in, has her pass deflected away, and a steal for Morehead State Soderlund. She'll bring it into the front court, gives it up between the rings to Sekiaroli, asks for somebody to come out and take it, and it's Novick. She'll float over near the left hash, now back to the top of the key. To Sekiaroli, tries a three-pointer, banks it in from the right side. Even when she's not on the mark, she's on the mark today.
That's how you know you're feeling it.
15 points all from three-point range for Melissa. Klein on the other end gives it up between the circles to Nira. Holds over her head, guarded by Soderlund, now puts it on the floor. Krokvist comes out to take it from the right side. Crossover dribble against Soderlund, but cut off near the low block. Nice bounce pass, though, as she finds Klein cutting down the lane. And that's where Presbyterian can be dangerous on those cuts. And the Blue Hose make Morehead State pay. It's a tie ball game. Novick picks up her dribble, top of the arc, gives it off to Jaden Rhodes. Three-pointer off the neck of the iron, no. And Nira, the rebound for Presbyterian. She'll come up the floor herself. Chest pass out high to Kenseth. She works left side of the lane, fadeaway jumper, crawls over the rim, no good. Jaden Rhodes, the rebound for MSU. Quickly the other way, Novick dribbles into the lane, called for a travel as she got out of control. Nine turnovers now for MSU. Both teams shooting the lights out. Morehead State 56%, Presbyterian 53%, Eagles 73% from three-point range, Presbyterian 67% from outside the arc. Carrillo back on the floor to run the point now for Presbyterian. Works against Soderlund, man-to-man, high left. Gives it up to Nira, left open for a three-point shot, no good, and the backside rebound to Novick, quickly the other way for Morehead State. In transition, here's Charles, her layup too strong, rebound tapped out of bounds, last touched by the Eagles.
Oh, that's a rare sight for V. Charles.
Yep. Usually clutch on finishing at the end of a break, but that time not on the money.
It's the first time we've seen them get into a real honest break this entire game.
They had a lot of transition baskets against Ohio, but you're right about today. Nira floats one into Brady, low block right. Being guarded man-to-man by Hall, spins around her, and the sixth-year player showing her experience with a tremendous offensive move to put the Blue Hose back up by two. Charles gives it up out high to Jaden Rhodes, now to Soderlund. Dribbling against Nira. Has her shot from the left elbow blocked by Nira, but Morehead State's Hall there to haul in the miss. Hall tries to throw the ball up toward the basket, thought she was fouled as she goes to the floor, but it's ruled an air ball and out of bounds to Presbyterian.
But to the point we were talking about earlier, Hall was frustrated because nobody moved.
Yeah.
She was stuck in the post. She was not going to get that over Brady. No. Nobody went to an open spot.
On the other end, an offensive foul on Krokvist, called, I believe, for an illegal screen. So the seventh turnover of the day now on the Blue Hose.
And well-called game so far by Coach Sharp. But from the standpoint of now we're starting to see the offense we expected coming into this game. Work through the post, get Brady a touch early, make everybody adjust.
Charles, one-handed pass to Soderlund outside the arc right side, out to Sarek, around to Novick. Gets it left elbow to Hall, working one-on-one against Hines. Near corner to Charles. She tries to drive the baseline, lost control, but Hall there to pick up the loose ball and put it up and in from just inside the restricted area. 28-28. But on the other end with a very quick answer is Krokvist, and it's 31-28 Presbyterian.
MSU went underneath another screen.
Charles out to Soderlund. Far side outside the arc to Novick. Bounce pass near the corner to Soderlund. Turnaround three-pointer. Rims in and out. No. Rebound tracked down by Krokvist, and Carrillo. She'll quickly dribble into the front court and give it up out high to Krokvist. Drives against Novick. Puts it up high off the glass and through.
I would say that's a fluke, but that's the second time she's done that exact same shot. It doesn't look like it should go in.
Charles will drive the left angle, double-teamed at the block, kicks it back out to Sarek. Three-pointer, way too strong, and it will carry him out of bounds. Presbyterian basketball after this media timeout. 4:02 to play in the first half, and Morehead State, after leading by double digits in the first quarter, now trails by 5, 33-28. Back with more after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Plumbingsburg Road in Morehead has something for everyone. Dine in, carry out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Wing It Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Morehead. Call 606-783-0467.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Morehead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
You're invited to Hinton Mills' annual Old Time Christmas event this Saturday from 8 to noon at our Flemingsburg location. Santa and Mrs. Claus will be on site to visit with children. Kids can color Hinton Mills themed coloring sheets, enjoy milk and cookies, make their own ornaments, and get a free bag of Hinton Mills reindeer feed, all while supplies last. There'll be live Christmas music and many local crafts and limited edition Hinton Mills gift items available. That's this Saturday at our Flemingsburg location. Check Facebook for more details. Hinton Mills, serving farmers and their kids since 1918.
State shot it at over a 70% clip in the first quarter, but 2 of 10 so far here in quarter number 2, and Presbyterian now heating up, 7 of 9 since the start of the second quarter, and as a result, Presbyterian has turned a double-digit deficit into a 5-point lead. As we come out of the media timeout, Tom and Wes with you. Wes, a lot of it's been because of adjustments, and Presbyterians made some good ones.
It has. We've actually seen three distinct offenses from Presbyterian so far. It's been really interesting. And then on defense, we even saw a flash of a matchup zone there towards the end. So they're mixing it up on a regular basis, regular intervals, and basketball's a game of runs. I mean, these are going to happen. It's how you adjust to it. How do you stop their run? How do you get yours moving?
Presbyterian looking to add to its lead now as they have the basketball. Brady, low block extended right side, guarded by Hall. Kicks it cross court to Klein outside the arc. Out to Krokvist, thought about the three, instead floats it low block to Brady. Goes up and around Hall, missed her first attempt there with the putback Klein, and it will roll and go.
And Morehead did make an adjustment. They did not double on the post. They didn't swat from the outside. And it did work, but they didn't get the board.
Hall hands it off to Secchiaroli near the left hash. Looks underneath, gets it to Hall inside the lane. Spin move against Brady. Strong move, but it won't quite go. Blessing King, another offensive rebound, and she's fouled on the putback try and will go to the free throw line.
Who else? Blessing King.
King now with four rebounds already in the early going, and I believe two of those are of the offensive variety. King, as we mentioned, 33 total rebounds over the last three games coming into this one. In her lone season at Florida Southwestern State, she averaged more rebounds than points and averaged a double-double, 13.7 rebounds, 10.4 points. Makes the first of two free throws here. It's 35-29. Second free throw. Banks it. No good. And there for the rebound, Lainey Scoggins. To Carrillo. Tried to get it ahead quickly to Danae Hines, but Morehead State got back defensively. It may have even been King who got back to deflect it out of bounds.
It was. She almost played cornerback on that.
Yeah.
Just turned her head and got her hand out there to deflect the ball.
So Carrillo will inbound near the near hash on the baseline, gets it into Crockfist in the corner, works left baseline against Charles, gets cut off down low, back out to Hines. Bounce pass, high right. Carrillo will take it in, misses the layup. Morehead State's King with a rebound. Ahead to Secchiaroli, now to Charles in transition. Bunny hop, jump stop, and puts it off the glass and through. 35-31 now, Presbyterian with the lead in the ball. 2:45 to play in the first half. Carrillo standing dribble against Soderlund, high left. Gives it up to Crockfist on the wing. Takes it into the lane against Charles. Scoops, won't go. Fight for the rebound. Still fighting for it. And we've got a whistle and a foul. We'll see who that goes against. That will go on Scoggins of Presbyterian. That's the third foul of the quarter on the Blue Hose. So the Eagles with the basketball as Soderlund brings it into the front court, gives to Charles. She'll drive, Euro step, but called for a travel.
Boy, I think that's three of those on V today.
Yep. Four turnovers total against Veronica, and I think three have been of that same traveling variety. Crockfist quickly the other day. Floater underhanded high off the window and in.
My goodness.
37-33 right now, Wes? Secchiaroli, a long three-pointer, banks it. Too strong. Carrillo the other way for the Blue Hose. Crockfist right side three, nothing but the bottom of the net, and it's 40-33. We've got a discrepancy between the video monitor and the computer stats. We'll get that sorted out as quickly as we can.
And that is 20 points for Crockfist at this point in the first half.
Secchiaroli, crossover dribble, but nothing there. Now to Blessing King straight away outside the arc to Charles. Drives left angle, has her shot blocked in the lane. Believe that was Conal ahead to Crockfist, but she has it back tapped from her by King, who tracks down the ball in the corner and gives it to Charles.
Blessing is everywhere today. What a great back tip.
Matilda Soderlund takes it to the right elbow, back out straight away to Jaden Rhodes. Great look down low to Blessing King, who was wide open inside the block and lays it in. 40-33 now, Presbyterian, just under a minute to go in the first half. Crockfist, who, as Wes mentioned, has half of Presbyterian's 40 points, gets it on the give and go, but can't get the layup to go, but she's fouled, and I believe Charles just picked up another personal foul. And I believe that's her second. It is. So Crockfist will go to the line.
Boy, yeah, we expected Brady to be the problem. Looks like in halftime, Crockfist is going to be the problem they have to solve for.
20 points so far. Make it 21 as she's perfect on the first of two free throws.
step one is they're going to have to reevaluate the feasibility of going underneath screens.
Yeah. Crockfist barely ripples the net on the second. It's 42-33, Blue Hose. Soderlund will walk it across midcourt near the PC logo. Now Jaden Rhodes with the basketball, dribbles to the top of the arc, gives it to Seki Aroli high left. She's guarded closely by Hines, and Hines forces another turnover as Seki Aroli lost control and traveled. Seki Aroli wiping her nose like she took a shot to the face, and I think she did. But
she did.
No foul call. Seki Aroli, after losing the ball, raised her hands in disbelief that there was not a foul called. The Presbyterian will inbound in front of its own bench. We've got a stoppage in play.
They may look at this,
yeah,
Tom.
Well, that doesn't look like they're going to, but I thought there for a moment they might as well. Conal will attempt to inbound in front of the Blue Hose bench in the backcourt. Gets it inbounds to Carrillo, who will slowly work it ahead. Less than a second difference between shot and game clocks. About 18 to shoot and to play in the half. Carrillo floats it inside the key to Conal. One bounce, hands it off to Neera, now to Crockfist. Six on the shot clock. Crockfist drives free throw line, kicks it far side, and the three-pointer is good by Carrillo. And that's how the first half will come to an end. So Morehead State had a double-digit lead in the first quarter, but it's Presbyterian up double digits as we head to the locker room at halftime, 45-33. We'll take a break, come back with our halftime festivities right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
In a world without Mountain Dew, life would be pretty dull. So grab yourself a Mountain Dew and get that incomparable blast of neon citrus flavor. Hey, if you're not having an outrageously good time, you're not drinking Dew. Do the Dew.
Welcome to the alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar.
Because even though it says zero sugar right there on the bottle,
the taste is nothing less than outrageously delicious. Transport yourself to an alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar.
Zero sugar.
All Dew.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Well, we were having fun. And then Presbyterian decided to explode for a 29-10 second quarter advantage against Morehead State. And as a result, it's the homestanding Blue Hose with the 45-33 halftime lead over Morehead State. Tom and Wes with you. Wes?
How dare them ruin our fun,
Tom? I know.
I was really enjoying that.
It's Thanksgiving weekend, for crying out loud.
I am not thankful for Presbyterian right now. Oh, gosh. I probably shouldn't say that off the air. Yeah.
That's okay. It's okay.
I'm always the unabashed homer, so I guess that's okay. You get to be the professional. All right. What in the world happened in that second
quarter?
That's
a very good question. Presbyterian made an awful lot of nice adjustments. You touched on it earlier, made some especially on the offensive end, about three or four different offensive looks. And it ended up, you know, the one player that Morehead State was most concerned about, Brianna Brady, only 2 points at halftime, but Tilda Crockfist has absolutely exploded. 22 points after just 20 minutes of play.
No kidding. You like how I just turned Tom into the analyst after the play-by-play there for a minute? Just had to ask one question. He's ready to go. Hey, you know my favorite stat, extra possessions? Really, it's been pretty even. You know, Presbyterian's up one when you take into consideration turnovers and offensive rebounds. And you see that in the stat sheet, 29-26 on field goals. I mean, so this is actually... It's pretty close from the standpoint of possessions and how many opportunities each team is getting. Mm-hmm. Presbyterian's just making the most of them.
Yeah. Presbyterian in that second quarter, 11 of 16 from the field, 68.8%, including 5 of 6 from outside the arc. Morehead State was shooting at over a 70% clip after the first 10 minutes and then went ice cold in the next 10, 4 of 15, 26.7%. And only 1 of 5 from outside the arc. So the Eagles' hot shooting early on suddenly went ice cold in quarter number two, and we'll have to wait and see if that can pick back up again here in the second half. We'll take another break and come back with our halftime MSU feature. Again, your halftime score, Presbyterian up on Morehead State, 45-33. Back after this on the Eagles Sports Network.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McDF download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Celebrating with you and your family this Thanksgiving season are your friends at Allen's IGA in Moorhead. USDA bone-in turkey breasts, specially priced for only $2.49 a pound. The 5-pound bag of Idaho russet potatoes, just $1.88. And save big with Marie Callender pies, low price of only $5.99. Buy 5 Kraft Heinz planters or Kellogg products and save $5 all this week at Allen's IGA. IGA.
If you go off-road, go to Major Brands. Get a $100 reward card after online submission when you purchase 4 new select BF Goodrich Terrain tires. That's a $70 rebate plus a $30 bonus rebate. Any other purchase of 4 new BF Goodrich tires from Major Brands gets you $50. Offer valid through November 27th. Get more details at bfgoodrichtires.com or stop in either Major Brands location. Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
This is Morehead State Today. I'm Spantham Worrell, joined by Dr. James Masterson, Chair of the Department of History, Philosophy, Politics, Global and Legal Studies at MSU, and co-author of the book, Government Responses to Disruptive Innovations, Perspectives and Examinations. Dr. Masterson, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
So tell us a synopsis of this book. What is it about? Who is it for?
This book is an examination of contemporary disruptions to our government services. So we have 5 sections in the book. The first one looks at just how innovations affect public services. We have another section that looks at how innovations affect legal services provided and how innovations affect society through autonomous vehicles, through cryptocurrencies, and through social media. So those are the 5 broad sections of the book.
So this book, it's for policymakers to look at how other people are doing it already, right?
I think it's for policymakers, public managers. I think it's also for academics and scholars. And I think it's for anybody who's interested in understanding the rapid acceleration of technology and its effects on society.
How much faster is innovation moving than policy?
Right. So Tom Friedman talks about this in his book, Thank You for Being Late. And he calls these the accelerations. There's three major accelerations. I won't go into them here. But technological diffusion is one of these major accelerations. And it's advancing at every 2 years, the microchip doubles in its capacity and speed roughly. Mm-hmm. And so technology is advancing quite rapidly, exponentially. But humans' adaptation is largely advancing linearly. And so he argues that we're sort of at this inflection point where technology is starting to advance so quick that we can't quite understand and comprehend it. More to your point, if we just think about technology, technological innovations, and lawmaking, you know, our representatives are still wrangling with how to regulate autonomous vehicles or even how to regulate social media. And so... Yeah, our legislative body is behind the ball on some of these innovations, you know, 20, maybe even 20 years. Now, there's always this balance, because if you start over-regulating too quickly, you can stymie those innovations. You can prohibit the growth. And of course, we talk about those things in each of these chapters as well, and what things do governments do that might inhibit the growth of these technologies.
Thank you so much for your time and explaining all of these issues to us. We appreciate it. This has been Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with our guest, Dr. James Masterson. Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY, Morehead State Public Radio.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here, all in one unique place at Morehead State University, all to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here, ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Halftime at the Templeton Center in Clinton, South Carolina. Morehead State trailing Presbyterian 45-33 in today's women's basketball matinee. Let's take a look at some of your halftime numbers. Morehead State came out scorching hot from the field, but then cooled off quite a bit in the second quarter. For the half, ended up 12 of 26 for 46%, a very solid 8 of 14 from three-point range, 57%, and 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Presbyterian, 17 of 29 in the half, 59%. Let's see, 9 of 12 from three-point range and 2 of 2 from the stripe. Rebounding, it was a pretty tight battle, 13-13, and Morehead State won the offensive glass battle 3-1. Individually, Tilda Krokvist led the way for Presbyterian and all scorers with 22 points on 8 of 11 shooting, 6 points for Nira, 7 points for Klein, 6 points as well for Carrillo, 2 for Connell, and two for Brianna Brady, who came in averaging over 13 points a game. For Morehead State, only one player in double figures. Melissa Secchiaroli was 5 of 8 from the floor, 5 of 7 from deep for 15 points. 6 points for Valentina Sarek, 4 for Hall, 3 for King and Jaden Rhodes, 2 for Veronica Charles. And that wrapped up all the scoring for MSU. We'll take one more break, come back and get set for our second half right after this. Again, Presbyterian leading Morehead State 45-33 at halftime on the Eagle Sports Network.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you've got a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Welcome back as we get set for second half action at the Templeton Center in Clinton, South Carolina. Presbyterian College leading Morehead State 45-33 at the half. Tom and Wes with you. Wes, if you're Morehead State's coaching staff, what are you looking at right now as a potential adjustment?
Well, when you've seen how Crockfist has come out and she is ready to play, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but you cannot go under all those screens that you're seeing at the top in that motion offense. Every single time she comes down the floor, there will be a screen on the front end. And you're going to have to fight through some of those. You may have to switch a little bit more often, even if that gives up a lane occasionally. You're going to have to get that outside ball controlled.
Looks like Presbyterian will start the second half with its original starting five of Carrillo, Crockfist, Klein, Neera, and Brady. Morehead State will counter with 4 of the original 5 starters, Charles, Secchiaroli, King, and Novick, and Jaden Rhodes will be on the floor to start the second half rather than Michaela Hall, who started the game. Getting set to resume action, and Morehead State will get first crack with the basketball, trailing by 12 as we return to action.
And before we get too far in, Brady and Charles, the leading scorer for each team, both struggling at this point.
Absolutely right. Charles and Brady both with only 2 points in the first half. Morehead State basketball, Secchiaroli entry pants on the bounce to Rhodes, gives it to Novick, who lost control trying to drive baseline. It's out of bounds to Presbyterian. Turnover number 12 on the Eagles. Morehead State, some extended defensive pressure as ball is inbounded to Carrillo. Charles guarding her man-to-man down the length of the floor. Gets it into the front court. Keeps that right-handed dribble high left. Gets cut off. Elbow extended. Pass deflected away by Novick. Morehead State has it. King to Novick, who finds Secchiaroli behind the defense. Uncontested layup is good. Good transition basket for the Eagles there to cut it to a 10-point lead. On the other end, Blessing King back quickly to deflect an entry pass away out of bounds. Presbyterian will keep it, but they'll have to inbound from the baseline.
And a quick way to get back into a game, turnover, fast break, turnover, fast break. We mentioned Presbyterian is prone to turnovers. If you can create a couple and get on the run.
Crockfist gets it inbounds to Carrillo. Low block extended. She'll dribble back out to the right side, outside the arc, working against Charles. Floats a little higher straight away. Gets a screen from Brady. Picks up the dribble. Passes to Neera. Her three-point try off the mark. Brady with the rebound, but I think she's called for going over the back in the process, and she is.
And did you see the adjustment on the outside by Charles? She did not go under that screen at the top of the key.
Actually, the foul's going to go against Morehead State's Jaden Rhodes. Interesting.
On a block out.
Yeah, really.
It's interesting.
Neera with the basketball at the left hash, floats it down low, but intended for Brady, deflected out of bounds. Jaden Rhodes comes from behind to swat it away.
That was much more of a foul than the last one.
Yeah.
Frankly.
So the Blue Hose will inbound baseline, far side to our right. Carrillo trying to trigger, looking for someone, not having any luck, finally floats it out, but not before she's called for a 5-second violation. Or do we have another Morehead State foul away from the basketball? We do. Blessing King, who's just smiling and asking, what did I do?
Boy, this is when we need the replay machine.
Yeah, really. So Crockfist will trigger this time. Gets it into Neera, drives near the low block, far side, no good. Short on her pull-up jumper. Here comes Novick the other way. Dribbles to the left wing, now floats back up the arc. Comes out straight away to Jaden Rhodes, to Charles. She'll curl into the lane, scoops it up with the left hand, off the window and good. We're back to single digits, 45-37 Presbyterian. And do we have another Morehead State foul? We do, on Katie Novick in the backcourt. That was definitely an unnecessary foul.
That's the V. Charles we know and love right there.
Yep. And another whistle in the offensive end. And it looks like Presbyterian might want a timeout. Teams going to their respective benches.
Nope.
There's no indication of a timeout on the computer stats, Wes. We're calling this off a video monitor today. But there was a stoppage in play. Presbyterian had the ball and it was live. Officials must have wanted to confer about something. Crockfist has the ball as we return to action. Gets it to Carrillo. Now out straight away to Klein. Top of the key. Entry pass on the bounce for Brady, and she's fouled from behind by Jaden Rhodes.
Yeah, right or wrong, it is a very differently officiated game to start this second half. You're not seeing the consistency from one side to the other.
No. I think we were both really impressed with the officiating in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
Haley Rhodes will check in, replacing her twin sister out of Keller, Texas. Crockfist gets the inbounds to Klein. Catch and shoot. 14-footer, no good right side. Fight for the rebound. And Klein unable to corral the ball before she steps on the end line. And it's a turn. The basketball will go to Morehead State. Probably ruled a team rebound.
Big time block out by Blessing King on Brady right
there. Other end, Secchi Aroli to Charles. Around the horn to Haley Rhodes. Back out to Secchi Aroli outside the arc to King in the key. Out to Charles, gets cut off at the elbow, to Haley Rhodes, high left. She'll take it into the lane, lays it up left hand, no good. Fight for the rebound, won by Neera of Presbyterian, out wrestling Morehead State's King. Neera on the other end, catch and shoot three, high left, and it's good. Actually, that was Carrillo with the basket. On the other end now, Morehead State trailing by 11. Haley Rhodes has a pass taken away. Secchi Aroli trying to get it to Rhodes. Neera jumped the angle, took the pass away, gets it to Klein, who's off the mark with a three-pointer. Rebound out of bounds, pinballing off of Presbyterian. Morehead State will get it.
Boy, they got lucky on that one, Tom. She was wide
open. Yes, she was.
That was a bit of a struggle in the first half, too. 2 of 7 on layups for MSU. We've already seen a big one right there that would have kept us a single-digit lead missed.
Nuria Conal back into the game for Presbyterian. She's out of Burgos, Spain, a senior. Novick to Michaela Hall back on the floor for Morehead State to Charles. Gets cut off near the right elbow. One of the Rhodes twins back to Charles. Step back three-pointer, no good. And off of Morehead State, out of bounds. On the baseline, Presbyterian will get it back. So we played just over 3 minutes in the third quarter. The Blue Hose with an 11-point lead and the basketball as Carrillo walks it up the left sideline. Working man-to-man against Charles. Now to Brady, high right. holds the ball, has not even attempted a three-pointer this year. Hands it off to Krokvist. She'll drive the angle. Her floater, nicely done off the window and good. And Krokvist with her 24th point makes it 50-37 Blue Hose. Novick at the right hash directing traffic. Puts down the left-handed dribble. Takes it top of the key. Kicks it to Charles, right wing. Back out to Novick. Over to the left wing to Haley Rhodes. Tries to dribble. It's cut off. Now to Charles, high right. Takes it into the lane. Her runner, no good, short. Blessing King almost had the rebound. It's chased down by Novick near the corner. To Charles, three-point try on the right side is good. Good answer by V. Charles. Cuts it back to 10.
Big shot by V. Charles right there. They needed that one.
Krokvist working against Novick between the rings. Now she'll drive right side. Kicks it out to Neera. Catch and shoot three. Too strong. But Brady there for the offensive rebound. Kicks it back out near the circle to Krokvist to reset. To Neera, right wing, guarded there by Rhodes. Neera drives around her, but has it back tapped. She'll track down the loose ball, gets it to Brady, and she'll put it up and in off the glass. 12-point lead now for Presbyterian, 52-40.
Oh, that was just an unfortunate bounce.
Yeah, it was.
Should have had the steal.
Novick. Couple of bounces, now to Haley Rhodes. One bounce, gives it up to King straight away. To Charles on the right wing. Out to Novick. Thought about the three. She'll drive instead. And a blocking foul coming up against Brianna Brady as Novick took it to the rack. For Brady, that will be personal foul number one, and it will put Novick at the line for two shots.
And that's a call we haven't seen made a lot today.
No.
It is the bump on the drive.
So Katie Novick, her Morehead State career off to a very solid start. She racked up 15 points, 5 assists, 4 steals against Ohio. On Wednesday, the game before that, flirted with a triple-double as she makes the first free throw here. That's her first point of the day. She does have 3 assists this afternoon, came in as the leader in assists in the OVC. Second free throw rims in and out. And the rebound to Konal of Presbyterian. Quickly into the front court. Neera finds Konal in the lane, forces it up. No good, but she's fouled in the act of shooting. And she'll go to the line. But first, a media timeout. 4:58 to play at the Templeton Center. Presbyterian 52, Morehead State 41 on the Eagle Sports Network.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
It's that time of year again. It's the annual enrollment period for Medicare. Have you recently discovered that your health care provider is no longer in your network? Call us at 606-780-1387 to see what options you have. We are your local Medicare Resource Center at the Porter Group Insurance. That's 606-780-1387 or find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children. Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Well, we thought we were going to have free throws coming out of this media timeout, but my bad eyesight apparently has done it again. And instead of a foul on Morehead State, Conal was called for a turnover at the end of action before that timeout, so Morehead State will get the ball back. But
oh,
I consulted with my partner, Wes, here, and he was kind of in agreement with me. That looked like a pretty obvious foul in the act of shooting, but somehow Conal gets whistled for the turnover.
I'm not even sure that she made contact with anybody
yeah.
in the middle of the lane until she got smacked.
Right.
So you're too kind. I'll say it. It was not a foul. And I'm completely Homer on the other side of that call. That's how you know that's probably terrible.
We will have Morehead State basketball as we resume. Eagles down 11.
First
Paris McBride on the floor for the first time this afternoon. Transfer from North Carolina Central, her second year in the program, first actually on the floor because of a bad knee injury last year. She's got the basketball between the rings. Directs traffic as she floats to the right. She'll try to drive the angle, pull up jumper off the window. Nicely done by Paris. And that will cut it back to single digits, 52-43.
And she set that up by moving the offensive players around. That was a great point guard play by her.
Skip pass from Klein, far corner to Scoggins, back to Klein, left elbow or right elbow jumper, no good. Scoggins goes up strong for the offensive rebound, but has trouble getting control of the ball, and she's juggling it, goes out of bounds. Morehead State will get it back.
You see her wave,
yeah.
Jaden right into the
path.
Looking
at the replay. Nicely done. Paris again with the basketball, manning the point to Sarek, high left, back to McBride. One bounce, now to Soderlund on the right wing, back to McBride. Near the right hash, comes around a screen, takes it into the lane. Runner off the glass, too strong, and defensive rebound. And we've got contact, but no foul as Crockfist comes the other way, but a really bad pass in transition. She was trying to hit a teammate who was cutting in from the left angle and threw it behind her.
I'm sure everybody heard my reaction on that one, but Jaden Rhodes just flattened Paris McBride on that transition. But that was hard to watch.
Crockfist, after that turnover, will get a breather, goes to the bench with 24 points. I'm sure we'll see more of her. Soderlund now running the point for Morehead State to Secchiaroli, right hash, back to Soderlund, around the horn to Jaden Rhodes, gets it to Hall, low block extended, back to Jaden, out to Soderlund, around to Secchiaroli on the right side, drives the angle, tried an up and under move, and it looks like they're going to give her the continuation basket, and she'll go to the line.
Whoa, the Euro step from the Euro.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Really nicely done, as she has a bit of a grin on her face heading to the line. That was definitely NBA-level continuation, though,
yeah.
Wes. That ball definitely still in her hand as she drew contact. Misses the free throw, and Klein the rebound for the Blue Hose to Carrillo, who works it up the near side into the offensive end to our right. Guarded on the perimeter by Haley Rhodes to Klein. Entry pass on the bounce to Brady. Kicks it cross-court to Scoggins. She'll drive, has her shot firmly rejected by Haley Rhodes. Got the miss. Back out to Carrillo to reset. Shot clock down to 5. Carrillo into Brady. Working in the lane. Splits a double team up with the left hand. Count it. She got called for a travel. Again, kind of an iffy call there. She had to split a double team to get that shot off.
And again, I don't want anybody to think that we are being homers on this. That's Presbyterian that probably shouldn't have gotten that call.
Yeah.
Trying to be equal opportunity on this.
Secchiaroli, a nice bounce pass down to the low block to Rhodes. Kicks it out to her sister, Jaden, out to Soderlund. Bounce pass to Secchiaroli, to Haley Rhodes. Soderlund now, high right 3, off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound battle won by Hall. To Jaden Rhodes, trying to go cross court, but it's picked off nicely by Kenseth. Tried to get it underneath to a teammate. Morehead State deflects it away, but off of the hands of Laney Scoggins, and Morehead State will get it back. Turnover number 13 on Presbyterian.
Boy, I'm not really sure what she was thinking on that pass. She had the lane. MSU got very lucky on that one.
Yeah. Hall to the bench. Blessing King will check back in for MSU. Sophomore out of Columbus, Ohio. Here come the Eagles. Novick also back on the floor. Gives it to Skylar Barnes. Back to Novick near the right hash. Bounce pass outside the top of the arc to Rhodes, to Charles, to Novick. Kicks it to Skylar Barnes. Left wing three. Off the back of the iron. No good. But an offensive rebound and then a turnover as Jaden Rhodes called for traveling. Full court pressure now for Morehead State as the inbounds comes to Carrillo, guarded by Charles. Carrillo delicately working it ahead, gets it to midcourt. Working the right side. Crossover dribble, stops top of the arc, gives it up to Brady. Tanira fakes the three-pointer, floats it inside. Way too strong, though, over the head of Brady. Out of bounds. Another blue hose turnover.
I don't know if this is strategy or accident within the flow of that motion, but they are not taking those open threes that they've had in the second half.
So it's a seven-point Presbyterian lead as Morehead State works with the basketball near a minute and a half to play in the third quarter. Rhodes to King. Now to Novick. She'll drive left side, kicks it far corner to Charles. Catch and shoot three is a long air ball. Fight for the rebound and deflected out of bounds by Presbyterian. Morehead State will keep it. Eight to shoot.
She won't get a rebound for that, but Blessing King is the reason that they kept possession on that one. She was in the right place, forced the Presbyterian player to have to knock it out of bounds.
Novick inbounds to King, to Charles. Drives the lane, jump stop, gets it to King on the low block, lays it up and in. Nice look by Charles. Good finish by King with the left hand. Back to a five-point game. 1:12 to play in the third quarter. Carrillo standing dribble high right against Charles. Passes it to Nira, guarded by Barnes. And an offensive foul as Nira pushed off with her off arm high on the chest of Barnes. Good call, and Morehead State gets it back. 61 ticks remaining in the third quarter.
Look at that jump pass on the replay by Charles. Beautiful.
So the Eagles with the basketball. Novick quickly across midcourt. Goes to Barnes near the right hash. Back out to Novick. Around to Charles on the left wing. Again to Novick. Picks up her dribble between the rings. Floats it down low to King. Kicks it into the near corner to Charles. She'll drive the angle. Pull up jumper high off the glass. No. Long rebound tapped out to Novick. Shot clock resets to 20. Blessing King, another offensive rebound on a miss. Novick now a right wing three, air ball, but King right there for another rebound. Tries to get it back out to Novick, but throws it out of her reach, and quickly the other way, Carrillo tracks down the loose ball in Presbyterian's offensive end. Out to Crockvist near the center circle in that PC logo. 12 to play in the quarter. Brady right back to Crockvist straight away. Thought about the three, now she'll take it. Rims in and out, no good. Fight for the rebound. It's taken by Kenseth, forces it up, but it will not go. Let's see if there's a foul. I don't believe there is. There was a lot of contact, but that's how the third quarter will come to an end. 30 minutes in the books at the Templeton Center in Clinton, South Carolina. It's Presbyterian 52, Morehead State 47. Back with our fourth quarter here on the Eagles Sports Network.
Line X of Morehead is your source for Line X protective coatings and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line X bed coatings are also available. Line X of Morehead, just off I-64, exit 133. Online at lineXofMorehead.com.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Furniture World Superstore's Black Friday sale. With incredible deals and once-a-year savings you have to see to believe. New merchandise is arriving daily, so now's the best time to update your home and save. Leather recliner with power headrest, only $5.99 while they last. Plus, no interest up to 2 years with approved credit. So many deals, so little time. The Black Friday sale at Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
Set for the fourth quarter as Presbyterian leads Moorhead State 52-47 in women's college basketball action. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you. Wes, kind of a bizarre game in a lot of ways. Three quarters, three very distinct looks to this game in all three quarters.
To say the least, when you look at quarter-over-quarter production, you had MSU go 23 and then 10. You had Presbyterian go 29 and then 7. You know, in that third quarter, MSU made up some ground, 7 points, but their offense wasn't clicking. The defense really, really brought that home.
Yeah. Presbyterian ended the third quarter on a 5-minute, 24-second scoring drought, but Moorhead State only able to score 7 points themselves during that stretch. So they're still down by five as we begin the final 10 minutes. Crockfist with the ball, gets cut off just inside the key, gets it to Brady, right low block. Goes up with the jumper from there and hits it over Jaden Rhodes.
If she's going to hit 10-foot jumpers, there's not much you can do to guard her.
7-point lead for the Blue Hose. Moorhead State basketball. Novick to Seki Aroli, right hash. Back out to Novick between the circles. Dribbles to the left. Had Charles cutting baseline but didn't see her. Out to Seki Aroli to Blessing King. Out straight away to Novick. Shot clock to 9 as Novick spins in the lane. Scoops with the left hand and gets it to go. Novick now with 3 points. Her first field goal of the game.
Her first full court trap action.
Yep. Presbyterian up to the task. Mira, right wing 3. Rims in and out. No. Blessing King right there for another rebound for Moorhead State. Hands it immediately to Novick. The other way, Charles thought about the left wing 3. Instead, back out to Novick. She'll float back out between the rings. Goes to Seki Aroli, right hash. Back to Novick. Couple of dribbles. Now to Veronica Charles. Back to Novick. Eagles eating some clock. Novick stops left elbow. 7 to shoot. Gives to Charles. Floats around the top of the key. Pull up jumper, right elbow. Too strong. Blessing King. Another offensive rebound. Her putback try is blocked from behind and goes out of bounds. And it looks like Presbyterian's going to get the basketball. May have been a foul on that play that went uncalled. Looking at the replay, Blessing King going up against Brady. Brady was in the restricted area but got away with it. Brady with the basketball, gets it to Crockfist, now passes ahead across the timeline to Neera. To Crockfist on the right wing. Entry pass on the bounce to the cutting Carrillo, missed the shot. And it looks like Brady's going to be called for going over the back on the rebound try. Moorhead State will get the basketball.
Excellent call. Presbyterian has handled this press really well. I mean, I can't imagine that they were necessarily expecting it.
No.
But they've really adjusted to it perfectly.
Novick to Seki Aroli at the right hash in front of the Moorhead State bench. To Charles now, just to the left of the top of the key. Bounce pass for Novick, who curls out to take it. She'll drive left side of the lane, kicks it far side. Seki Aroli left open for a three, left it short, bounces off the rim to Novick. To Charles, back to Novick, back to Seki Aroli. Fakes the three-pointer and is called for a travel.
That was a legitimate shuffle on that one.
Yeah.
Yep, you can't do that, Mel. Good boy, I don't know why she didn't take it to start with.
She was wide open. 17 turnovers against the Eagles now. Down by 5, 7:43 left in the fourth. Again, extended pressure, but more of a token variety as Crockfist gets it into the front court for the Blue Hose. Gives it up to to Konal, cross court. Neera steps into a three and buries it. For Neera, that is 12 points. She's 4 of 9 from three-point range. Blessing King, by the way, now with 10 rebounds for Morehead State. Charles to Novick, left wing three off the front of the iron. No, make it 11 rebounds now for King. Out to Sekiaroli, right wing three off the glass and through. Her second banked three-pointer of the day. And we've got a 30-second timeout called by Morehead State. That will extend to a media timeout. 7:03 to play. And Presbyterian leads Morehead State 57-52. Back after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Morehead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Morehead has something for everyone. Dine in, carry out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Wing and Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Morehead. Call 606-783-0467.
Never a bad time to count your blessings. One of our blessings is being able to serve you. Thanks for the opportunity. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
7:04, make it 7:02 to play in Templeton Center in Clinton, South Carolina. Morehead State trailing Presbyterian 57-52. Five Eagles scored in double figures in each of the last two games. Right now, MSU with only one player in double figures in the scoring column. That's Melissa Sekiaroli, 22 points. She's 6 of 9 from three-point range, including a couple of banked triples today, Wes.
It doesn't matter how they go in, as long as they go in.
Exactly.
But, I mean, thank goodness for Blessing King and the three or four offensive rebounds she's had so far. I mean, that has been saving grace.
It will be Presbyterian basketball as we return to action. Morehead State again with some full court pressure. Krokvist will walk it across the timeline left side against Novick. Angles between the circles. Bounce pass right elbow to Konal. Gets it back out straight away to Neera. She'll drive against Sarek and lays it up and through. Neera now with 14 points. And the lead back to 7 for the Blue Hose, 59-52. Novick working the point for MSU. Spins into the lane, gets cut off, bounce pass out to Sarek, steps into a 3, and finds the bottom of the net. Sarek now with 9 points, all on 3-pointers. Carrillo works it across midcourt against Soderlund. Out straight away to Neera, holds the basketball. Finds the flashing Klein underneath. She misses the layup. And Morehead State's Novick tracks down the miss and the basketball. Gets it to Sekiaroli. Tries to go cross court. Bad pass. Picked off by Presbyterian. Krokvist the other way. Gives it up to Neera. To Klein on the right wing. She'll dribble back up the arc and gets it to Krokvist. Three-pointer. Bounces off the front of the iron. No. Jaden Rhodes sneaks in for the rebound for MSU. She'll give it to Novick to come the other way. Splits the PC logo. Gets it to Soderlund, left wing. Out to Sekiaroli, around to Saric at the right hash. To the curling Novick. She'll work it into the lane. Her floater, no good, and she's called for an offensive foul. For Novick, personal number 3. Only 3 points today for the freshman point guard. She does have 4 assists and 4 rebounds in limited action. She'll stay on the floor with those 3 fouls. Eagles trailing by 4 with 5.5 to play. Inbounds comes to Krokvist. She'll clear her teammates out and work it up herself against Novick. Novick will have to be a little careful with those 3 fouls. Krokvist to Klein, just outside the arc, right side, guarded by Sekiaroli. Out to Carrillo straight away. Back to Klein on the right side. Tries to drive against Sekiaroli, who cuts her off. Loses the basketball between her legs. She's smothered, and Sekiaroli takes the ball away. Tried the pass ahead to Blessing King, but it was way too tall.
It's terrible to waste a great defensive possession like that. They switched well. They changed up their process for guarding the outside. You saw Novick and Charles switching off on those guards. It was a thing of beauty. And then you throw it on the break.
Sekiaroli with 22 points has shot the ball incredibly well, but 7 turnovers on the afternoon. Media timeout, 4:55 to play. Presbyterian up on Morehead State, 59-55 on the Eagle Sports Network.
Celebrating with you and your family this Thanksgiving season are your friends at Allen's IGA in Moorhead. USDA Open Acre spiral sliced half hams are specially priced for only $2.99 a pound. Number 1 sweet potatoes are just 79 cents a pound. And 2 large 14-ounce cans of Ocean Spray cranberry sauce are only $4. Buy 5 Kraft, Heinz, Planters, or Kellogg's products and save $5 all this week at Allen's IGA.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you've got a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Still a tight ball game at the Templeton Center in Clinton, South Carolina. Presbyterian up on Morehead State, 59-55, with just under 5 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Tom and Wes with you. Morehead State over the last minute and 34, averaging a turnover every 31 seconds, Wes.
Let's not kid everybody. It's been pretty ugly for a couple of minutes here. I mean, I know you make it sound good, Tom, but it's been pretty dang ugly for a little bit.
But still a ball game, and Morehead State comes away with a turnover on the inbound. Charles gives it to Novick, but her pass back to Charles is picked off by Krokvist. Another wasted opportunity on a defensive takeaway for MSU. Krokvist slows it down between the rings as she crosses midcourt. Working man-to-man against Sekiaroli. Keeps the right-handed dribble. Floats it down low to Brady over the outstretched arms of Rhodes, but a foul on the floor against Jaden Rhodes before Brady could get that shot off. That's only the second foul of the quarter on MSU. So a good foul by Jaden Rhodes to avoid giving up the easy layup.
He gave that turnover stat, and then they proceeded to have two turnovers in 3 seconds.
Man. Both teams on scoring droughts extending over 2 minutes right now. Presbyterian will inbound from the baseline, having trouble getting it in. They find Krokvist. She's double-teamed on the low block left, kicks it back outside to Kinseth, back to Krokvist.
And you see they're going to work the clock here. They're going to run this shot clock down probably every time they have the ball from here on out.
To Klein, right elbow extended, gets it to Brady, and a whistle and another foul on the floor. This will go against Jaden Rhodes as well. That's her fourth. So the Eagles, with some fouls to give, don't want to give up the easy basket to Brady down low. Krokvist will trigger the inbound baseline near side. Gets it into Brady, puts it up, no good. And a foul on Morehead State's Seki Aroli, and I think Brady was in the act of shooting there, and will get free throws.
Must have been a late whistle because nobody reacted immediately.
No. Brady's shot was way too strong. Seki Aroli had decent position, but I think in the restricted area.
Well, and she brought those arms down. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she had them straight up, but then she kind of caved them in front of her. It's going to get a call most of the time.
So Brianna Brady, who's had a relatively quiet day by her standards at the line, makes the first of two free throws. That gives her 7 points. She came in averaging almost twice that number. One more to go here. It's up. It's good. And the Presbyterian lead back to six. 61-55, 4:09 to play. Blue Hose will drop back into the half court defensively as Novick splits the center circle. Gives it to Seki Aroli at the right hash. One left-handed bounce out to Haley Rhodes. Around the horn to Novick. She'll go to Seki Aroli at the right hash. Gives it to Jaden Rhodes. Right back to Melissa. Entry pass is deflected from behind. Intended for Rhodes. And another Morehead State turnover. Here comes Krokvist. Working against Haley Rhodes. Underhands it to Carrillo. High right. To Klein on the right side. Out to Kinseth, entry pass on the bounce to Brady, turn around, no good, too strong. Backside rebound to Novick. Good solid defense by Jaden Rhodes low, forced Brady to miss. Seki Aroli gets it to Haley Rhodes in the left corner, back out to Novick. She'll rotate into the key, kicks it to Seki Aroli, bounce pass down low to Blessing King. Pumps, and then goes up and puts it through.
They're going to need to rely on that, MSU is, because there's not a lot of shooting on the floor. Sorry, I was trying to get out of the way.
That's okay. Morehead State almost came away with a steal, but I think Presbyterian able to call a 30-second timeout to avoid the turnover there. So a four-point ball game, 61-57. 3 minutes and a second remain in regulation. Morehead State still very much in this basketball game, but they need to take advantage of every opportunity they can muster. Blessing King after that basket now with 5 points and 10 rebounds on the day. She has again been a force on the glass, especially on the offensive end.
Boy, she has made a huge difference down there, especially with Brady having a bit of a struggle, but she has been on the glass, offensive and defensive.
So Presbyterian will keep the basketball. What do you think about Presbyterian going into slowdown mode at this point?
I compare it to prevent defense. I'm not a huge fan of it. I feel like you should keep attacking until it's really that last couple of minutes.
Full court pressure handled well that time by the Blue Hose. Krokvist with the basketball. Works against Charles. Gets stopped. Left elbow extended. Bounce pass to Klein. Cut off, trying to go baseline, goes back out top to Kinseth. She'll try to float it to Brady, but nicely defended by Morehead State's Jaden Rhodes, deflects it out of bounds, and Presbyterian will keep it with five to shoot.
And so what a timely question on your part. Because of that slowdown, there's now 5 seconds on the shot clock. It'll make a rush shot. And it better to get a shot earlier, even if it takes you 5-6 seconds left.
Crockfist looking to inbound. Down low to Brady. She's surrounded. The loose basketball picked up by Klein. Her jumper in the lane too strong. Brady momentarily had it, but Blessing King takes it away. And I think a foul coming against Presbyterian here.
Look like
against
it.
Klein. That will be her third. Trying to take the ball back away from King. So some sloppy basketball to Morehead State's benefit on that play. Eagles playing very hard. Blue collar effort here, trying to get back on top, down by four. Novick with the basketball, guarded closely by Crockfist. Underhands it to Charles at the right hash. Crockfist on her after a switch out to Haley Rhodes. Dribbling left side. Kicks it back out to Charles. Seven on the shot clock. Charles to the right side. She'll penetrate. Floater left short. Rebound tapped around. Charles gets it back. And we've got a foul. Actually, a carrying of the basketball. I'm not sure what we have here.
They called that on V. They did. The hand motion was a carry.
Okay, she may have still been standing on the baseline when she got that rebound. The officials, I think, have chatted. We're still trying to sort things out. As they talk things over, Seki Aroli will come back on the floor for Morehead State.
They're going to retain possession.
On the instant stats, I'm seeing a foul on Carrillo, but I did not see that indicated by the officials at the time. Novick dribbles out of the far corner, gives it to Charles at the hash, down into the corner to Rhodes, back to Charles. She'll rotate around the top of the arc, scoops it up with the right hand and off the glass and through. We're back to a two-point ball game with 1:45 to go. Full court pressure by Morehead State, handled well by Presbyterian. Carrillo standing dribble left hash to Kenseth, tries to get it to Brady underneath, and Morehead State again collapses defensively. A foul on Novick. That's her fourth, and that will result in free throws. Brady will go to the line.
But what about D. Charles, the closer? Man, when you need a bucket, if I had one person and I needed a bucket, it's going to be D. Charles. She is cold-blooded.
So Brianna Brady, again, a quiet day for her. First free throw up, off the rim and no good. The lead stays at two. Brady with one more free throw to come. She has 8 points, averages 13.7. Bends the knees, fires, gets the second one to go, and it's back to a three-point PC advantage. 62-59, 1:36 on the clock, fourth quarter.
1.5 minute, one possession game. Whew, this is intense.
Yep.
This is intense, Tom.
Novick takes the inbounds, quickly works into the front court, gets it to Charles. To Seki Aroli, high right, to the hash to Jaden Rhodes. Out to Novick, now to Charles. Tries to get around a defender, bounce pass to Novick, right side, drives baseline, finds the cutting Rhodes, who misses the layup. A fight for the rebound and a foul coming up on Morehead State. Oh my goodness, a golden opportunity, but Rhodes could not hit the layup.
What a great find,
yes,
by Novick on that pass.
In and out on the layup attempt by Jaden Rhodes, and then Jaden called for the foul against Kenseth on the rebound. And Kenseth will get two free throws as a result. Paige Kenseth, a 5'9 junior out of Farmington, Minnesota.
Boy, that's a monster swing, Tom. Not only the 2 points you don't get, but however many of these free throws Kenseth does get.
Yeah. Now, Paige Kenseth has missed her two free throws this season. First one up, she's now 0 of 3 from the stripe, and it remains a one-possession game with 1:18 to go. Spins the ball, puts it up, rims in and out. Kenseth misses them both. Seki Aroli the rebound, ahead to Novick up the left side. She'll stop outside the arc and rotate back out between the rings. To Seki Aroli, right back to Novick. Now Charles, back to Novick. She'll float to the left, underhands it to Secchiaroli, who pops out to take it. Now to Charles. Pull-up jumper just inside the top of the key off the back of the iron. No. Fight for the rebound, and it's a tie-up. And we'll see who gets possession here momentarily.
That's a lot of time off the clock for that possession,
yeah,
though, Tom.
Morehead State will keep it. Shot clock resets to 20. 53.7 seconds remain in this final quarter. Eagle basketball. Novick will trigger from the baseline. Gets it into King, right back to Novick in the near corner. Steps back, shoots a three-pointer, rims in and out, no good. Klein the rebound for the Blue Hose. 45 seconds to play. Presbyterian with the three-point lead and the ball.
She definitely got the shot they were looking for.
Yeah.
Just couldn't bring it home.
Krokfist working against Secchiaroli, high right. Can't get around Melissa. Now comes around a screen. Still nowhere to go. Out to Klein. Her pass picked off by Morehead State's Charles. The other way in transition to Secchiaroli. Fakes the three. Now takes it. No good. Too short. Rebound on the floor to Presbyterian. I believe it was Conal coming away with it. And she's fouled from behind and will go the other way for free throws. 13.8 seconds remain. Morehead State down by three. But again, a missed opportunity as they got a good open look but could not get it to go. Secchiaroli was too short on that three-pointer.
Right.
She's hit six of them today, but no good there.
Right. You can't ask for anybody better to be taking that shot.
No.
Just didn't go in. And now these free throws are huge, obviously. This is two possession time. Oof.
Conal makes the first. Came in a 100% free throw shooter on the year, but she'd only been to the stripe six times. Misses the second, but tracks down her own miss.
Got a foul.
She is sandwiched, and we've got a foul. Ashley, make it a timeout called by Presbyterian. So they've got the lead by four, 63-59, with 9.2 ticks left.
You know, going into those free throws, you've got to be prepared. If it comes off on that second one, you have got to foul immediately if you don't get that rebound. 9.2 seconds now after that.
And it's a two-possession game unless you're able to draw a foul on a made three-pointer. Crazier things have happened, but looking a little bleak here in the waning moments for the Eagles.
Really, your only hope's a turnover on the inbound.
Yeah.
Turnover, quick score turnover.
Presbyterian has turned it over 20 times today, so it's not out of the realm of possibility. Kenseth will trigger the inbound. Hash far side next to her bench. Gets it into Krokfist. She's immediately fouled by Blessing King, and so Tilda Krokfist will go to the free throw line, trying to add to her game-high 25 points. She's perfect at the line today.
Well, there are not many people who are having a better Saturday than Tilda Crockett.
No. First free throw in the air and good. Now a five-point PC lead, 64-59. 7.8 seconds remain. Second free throw, also good. Morehead State calls a 30-second timeout to try to set up a miracle. Down by six, under 8 seconds to go. They will get to inbound in the front court as they call timeout. And in women's college basketball, you can advance the basketball in the waning moments in a situation like this.
Hey, you've got to be looking to that first pass, no more than the second pass off of the inbounds has got to be a shot. 7.8 seconds. If you're going to hit a three, get up in pressure. Maybe you get a turnover.
Yeah.
You know, after watching Reggie Miller beat the Knicks, 20-some years ago. I mean, I'll never say anything's impossible.
Yeah.
But that's really what it's going to come down to. First or second pass has got to be a shot. Then you've got to get hard up on defense.
Yeah. So the Eagles will advance the basketball into the front court. Novick into Saric. Catch and shoot three. Right side too short. Long rebound to Klein, and that will probably do it. And it will, as the Blue Hose will dribble it out. And so Morehead State, a valiant effort, had a double-digit first-quarter lead, but Presbyterian hangs right in there, and the Blue Hose hang on for a home-court victory over Morehead State, avenging last year's loss in Morehead. Today's final score, 65-59. We'll take a break and come back with our postgame after this on the Eagles Sports Network.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For new Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So it could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
New Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner of the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN Events and iHeartRadio. Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Well, close but not quite today for the Morehead State women's basketball team, falling 65-59 at Presbyterian College in Clinton, South Carolina. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you. Wes, Morehead State came out scorching hot, had a double-digit first-quarter lead, seemed like they weren't going to miss, and then things cooled off in the second quarter. They played really, really good defense in the second half, but just not enough offense after halftime to get it done.
Can I just say that anybody who is listening to Tom and Wes in the second half of that game was a lot better off than watching ESPN Plus, because, man, that was ugly. Oh, my gosh, they finished 0-4 for Presbyterian, 0-5 for Morehead State. You had 14, 12, 7, and 13 were the four scores for each of those teams in the quarter. It was pretty ugly in that second half. Lots of opportunities that Morehead State missed, especially down the stretch.
Yep.
Could have been a different outcome. They got the defense they wanted in the second half. They just couldn't put it in the basket, Tom. No.
Presbyterian did not score a field goal in the last 6 minutes, 47 seconds of the basketball game, but still able to hold on for that six-point win. So a tough, tough road loss for Morehead State, looking for a very rare non-conference road win, and it was not to be again today for MSU. We'll take another break, come back in, take a look at your final numbers right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Hardy's newest handcrafted recipe, candied bacon, coated with caramelized brown sugar and a hint of pepper. Try it on a made-from-scratch breakfast biscuit with egg and cheese, or with charbroiled Angus beef on a signature Frisco burger, or as its own salty sweet snack pack. Any time of day, candied bacon brings savory sweetness to all your favorite things. At Hardy's, goodness in the making. For a limited time at participating restaurants, exclusions may apply by time of day.
Welcome back. Your final score, Presbyterian knocks off Morehead State 65-59 in today's women's college basketball matinee. Morehead State on the day, 23 of 57 from the floor, 40%, 11 of 28 from three-point range for 39%, second straight game with 11 three-pointers made, and 2 of 5 from the free throw line, 40%. Presbyterian, 23 of 50 overall, 46%, 11 of 20 from outside the arc, 55%, and 8 of 12 from the charity stripe, 67%. The Eagles win the rebounding battle 34-30, including a 14-7 discrepancy on the offensive glass. Turnovers, Morehead State had 22. The Blue Hose had 20. Individually, it was Tilda Krokvist leading the way for Presbyterian, and she led all scorers today with 26 points. She was 9 of 14 from the floor, 4 of 7 from outside the arc. Also added 3 assists for the Blue Hose. Also in double figures for PC, Mara Nira with 14 points, 9 for Brady, 6 for Carrillo, 7 for Klein, 3 for Conal. And for Morehead State, it was Melissa Secchiaroli, the only Eagle in double figures today with 22 points, 8 of 13 from the floor, 6 of 10 from outside the arc. She also had a rebound and a couple of assists for MSU. Veronica Charles and Valentina Sarek both finished with 9 points, 5 points for King, who also had a game-high 10 rebounds, and 4 points for Hall, 3 apiece for Jaden Rhodes and Novick, and 2 points for Paris McBride in limited action, also Haley Rhodes with 2 points. Again, the final score, 65-59, Presbyterian over Morehead State. We'll take another break and come back and wrap things up right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our 5 banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Final score this afternoon in Clinton, South Carolina. Presbyterian knocks off Morehead State 65-59 in women's college basketball action. With the win, the Blue Hose improved to 4-3 on the young season. MSU falls to 2-4 with today's loss. The MSU women will be back in action this coming Thursday as they return home to Johnson Arena to take on the Thundering Herd of Marshall. That game will tip off at 6 o'clock with pregame starting at 5:45 here along the ESN. The Morehead State men will be back in action on the hardwood on Wednesday evening, going to Clarksville, Tennessee to take over or take on former OVC rival Austin Peay. That game will tip off at 8 o'clock Wednesday night with pregame here along the ESN at 7:45. For my partner, Wes Holland, and our studio engineer and producer, Ian Corbin, I'm Tom Lewis. Thanks for listening. Again, your final score, Presbyterian 65, Morehead State 59. So long, and hope you continue to enjoy your Thanksgiving weekend here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You've been listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Reno's Roadhouse, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Tune in all season long for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.